In the day's other headlines, President Biden signed into law a massive foreign aid package after months of delay amid Republican opposition. The $95 billion measure includes assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. President Biden celebrated the achievement today at the White House, saying it was long overdue.
It was a difficult path. It should have been easier and it should have gotten there sooner. But in the end, we did what America always does. We rose to the moment. We came together. And we got it done.
President Biden said they'll send the first shipment of new aid to Ukraine in the, quote, next few hours. That initial $1 billion package is expected to include air defense capabilities, armored vehicles, and artillery rounds. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked U.S. lawmakers for approving the broader $61 billion aid package for his country. He said, quote, this vote reinforces America's role as a beacon of democracy and leader of the free world. That comes as Ukraine, for the first time, used long-range ballistic missiles the U.S. secretly sent them to strike Russian forces. The weapons can travel nearly twice as far as their mid-range versions. Meanwhile, officials in China are condemning the new U.S. assistance to Taiwan. They say the move pushes the self-governing island into, quote, dangerous situation.
The Taiwan issue is purely China's internal affair and does not tolerate any external interference. We resolutely oppose it. We urge the United States to take concrete actions to honor its commitment not to support Taiwan independence and stop arming Taiwan in any way.
Beijing's criticisms came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Shanghai. He's in China for 3 days of talks with senior officials aimed at stabilizing relations between the two countries. Israel has launched strikes on northern Gaza for a second day. The Israeli military targeted Beit Lahia on the northern edge of the strip after warning locals to evacuate a day earlier. Residents say the shelling was as intense as during the start of the war. Separately, Israel says it struck around 40 targets in southern Lebanon today as its battle with Iran-based Hezbollah intensifies. Hamas released a video today of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, an American-Israeli hostage who was abducted on October 7th. It features the 23-year-old who lost part of his arm in the attack, delivering a statement likely crafted by Hamas. It's not clear when the video was recorded. Goldberg Polin's parents released a video today saying they are relieved to see their son alive, and they urged mediators to reach a hostage deal.
We're here today with a plea to all of the leaders of the parties who have been negotiating to date. Be brave, lean in, seize this moment, and get a deal done to reunite all of us with our loved ones and to end the suffering in this region.
Negotiations for a hostage deal and ceasefire remain deadlocked. Hamas rejected Israel's latest proposal earlier this month because it didn't include a permanent truce, among other terms. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations spread to more colleges today. The University of Texas in Austin saw hundreds of protesters march through campus, leading to tensions with state troopers. Several demonstrators were arrested. Some of those involved say it went too far.
From the beginning, we wanted a peaceful protest. We wanted something that was just like a community gathering that was meant to show our frustration with the university. But unfortunately, it did not turn out that way.
Meanwhile, at Columbia University, campus officials announced they will extend talks with pro-Palestinian protesters for another 48 hours. The deadline to remove their encampment was last night. This afternoon, House Speaker Mike Johnson was interrupted by demonstrators during a visit to the school to address anti-Semitism on campus. Arizona's House voted to repeal the state's near-total ban on abortions today. It now moves to Arizona's Senate. Three Republicans joined all 29 Democrats in voting to overturn the Civil War-era measure, which offers no exceptions for rape or incest. The vote comes 2 weeks after Arizona's Supreme Court revived the law, sparking national headlines and putting political pressure on Republicans in the battleground state. The Biden administration issued new protections today for airline travelers. They require cash refunds for canceled flights and for flights that are delayed at least 3 hours for domestic travel and 6 hours for international. The rules also require airlines disclose any additional charges like seat selection or carry-ons before booking. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said today the changes won't just benefit passengers.
Unsurprisingly, airlines are not enthusiastic about us holding them to a higher standard. But I believe that this is in the interest of the airline sector because it builds passengers' confidence in airlines as a whole.
The new regulations will take effect over the next 2 years. On Wall Street today, stocks closed with little change as interest rate concerns overshadowed some strong corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 42 points to close at 38,460. The Nasdaq rose 16 points, and the S&P 500 tacked on a single point. And New Jersey Congressman Donald Payne Jr. died today. The Democrat and member of the Congressional Black Caucus replaced his father in the seat before serving six terms. His passing comes as Republicans hold a slim majority over Democrats in the House. Payne suffered a heart attack earlier this month. He was 65 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, concerns over the spread of bird flu after fragments of the virus are detected in cow's milk. 25 years after his son was killed at the Columbine mass shooting, a father continues his calls to end gun violence. Judy Woodruff visits a North Carolina community trying to talk through its divisions, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.